Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting second, the center fielder, George Thomas. Batting third, the left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth, the first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting seventh, the shortstop, George Smith. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dick Stigman. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second, the third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third, the shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Dick Hauser. Batting eighth, the catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Thomas moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis, who is chasing the ball. Conigliaro reaches third base with a triple. Thomas scores. Yastrzemski goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman strikes out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. Foy takes first base on ball four. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Conigliaro hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Martinez pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Hargan now pitching. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan juggles the ball. That's an error on Hargan. Smith moves to second. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stigman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Tillman moves to second. It's 5-1. Red Sox. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tillman scores. There goes Stigman trying to get to third. Colavito throws the ball into Alves, who tags Stigman for the out. Foy moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-1, Red Sox. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Foy moves to third. Two outs. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by SQ for a passed ball. Foy scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-1 in the game. Salmon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-1 in the game. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-1 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Hauser reaches second base with a double. There goes Whitfield trying to get to home. Yastrzemski throws the ball into Smith, who relays the ball to Tillman, who tags Whitfield, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Conigliaro strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-2 in the game. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-1 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-2 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-2 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stigman strikes out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Foy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tillman moves to second. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Steve Hargan. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Landis reaches second base with a double. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Don McMahon now pitching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Salmon takes first base on ball 4. Alvis moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's Red Sox, 7, Indians, 7. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Chuck Hinton. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Kelly now pitching. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Jim Landis now playing left field. Rico Petrocelli pinch hits for Don McMahon. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-7, Red Sox. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 4 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allen now pitching. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Jones moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Houser takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew strikes out. 1 out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.